Australia's film, music and TV producers are pushing for a law to block access to websites with pirated content. They've been laying out their arguments at a Senate inquiry in Sydney, which has started hearing submissions about a proposed amendment to the Copyright Act. The change would allow rights holders to seek an injunction in the federal court and block access to such websites. While there are many supporters of such a law, there are also many groups fiercely opposing it. Mandy Sammy has more.
Do you download shows and music on sites like Pirate Bay? If the answer's yes, well, you might not be able to do it for much longer. If changes to the Copyright Act pass in the Senate, access to sites like Pirate Bay will be blocked in Australia. Over almost 8 hours today, both supporters and opponents of the changes put their cases forward at the Senate inquiry. Not surprising, industry representatives from Australian film, music and television bodies argued the changes were crucial. Brett Cottle from the Australasian Performing Rights Association sees them as long overdue.
Australia's creative industries and the tens of thousands of writers who underpin those industries have been waiting for a very long time for an expression by the Australian Parliament of support and respect for their work and their place in the life of the nation in the face of a two-decade-long assault on their rights by way of digital piracy. What dismays them is the staggering freedom with which online sources seem year after year to have been able to use and profit from their works with arrogant impunity.
Christopher Chard from Village Roadshow agrees changes to the legislation should have been made in Australia a long time ago.
We strongly support the government's long overdue proposed legislation in relation to judicial site blocking. Judicial site blocking of piracy websites has now been implemented in legislation or regulation in 37 countries.
Dr. Michael Fraser from the Communications Law Centre says the impact of piracy on creative industries is immeasurable.
It's true that there are millions and millions of pirate copies going around the world all the time, which is a great threat to the creative industries. But that manifests itself in undermining the livelihood of individual authors and artists sitting at their kitchen table or in their attic doing their work, and the millions of people that are working in the film industry, the publishing industry, and so on.
On the other side of the debate are groups that are concerned about what the changes could mean for the freedoms of internet users. Laurie Patton, CEO of the Internet Society of Australia, says there's a risk the bill could block access to legitimate websites.
We're concerned that ad hoc legislative changes designed to address specific issues such as site blocking are at odds with good policy making, because they risk unintended consequences that can impact on the trust and the efficiency that underpins the internet. We believe that blocking access to international websites will be largely ineffective, being relatively easy to bypass. The costs to the internet industry and ultimately passed on to consumers will be significant, disproportionate and unjustifiable. A few years back, when the then government was contemplating internet filtering legislation, the Internet Society, among others, argued that the proposed approach had the potential to slow down people's internet services to an unacceptable degree with no guarantee of success. In the case of the legislation you're currently considering, the same situation presents itself.
John Stanton, CEO of the Communications Alliance, agrees changes to the copyright bill could result in unintended consequences.
There's a clear need to make sure that appropriate checks are undertaken before an order is made, just to ensure that the content, the website that's being blocked, is that which was intended to be blocked. Laurie Patton's talked about unintended consequences, and the perhaps the most well-known of those is where websites that are legitimate but are housed within the same domain name are blocked as a result of the targeting of an infringing website.
The Human Rights Commissioner, Timothy Wilson, says he's wary of the consequences of getting amendments to the bill wrong.
I am ambiguous about whether it will meet its objective, and I know the previous witnesses went through that they raised concerns about whether they thought it would be effective and whether it was too strong a provision. I don't feel I'm sufficiently expert in the technological dimensions means to give a thorough opinion, but I would say that I'm not convinced that the case has been made out.
Federal Opposition MP Ed Husic says making changes to copyright laws won't address the root of the problem. He says the best course of action is making content cheaper.
So the concern is that the Abbott government will just sign up to whatever is served up to them effectively through an agenda that's driven through Hollywood and give no moment to the needs of local consumers.
The senators will now deliberate on the evidence presented today, as well as submissions that date back to the 26th of March. A final report from the Senate Standing Committee is due to be released on the 13th of May. That's when it will make a final recommendation on whether it believes there should be changes to the Copyright Act.
Mandy Sammy.